original content from your community, presented in podcast format from Wolverine Radio.
You ready to go?
Sure.
Huh? All right.
Come on, move on up.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know.
So anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
Gonna get right to it. Couple questions that I fielded from residents, and I want you to maybe hopefully can clarify some things about a couple things you said that maybe the meaning was taken wrong, you know, by some people or maybe some businesses in town. But I want definitely give you that opportunity to do that. One resident did come out. Well, first of all, we don't want you to leave the Board of Selectmen, by the way. And that was a bunch of. We wanted to get people talking.
Well, that was the comment that was made. And,
right.
You know, I thought about it. You're probably right. I probably should leave the Board of Selectmen. However, I'm not going to. if you like the status quo here in Griswold, you're right. If you think this is a wonderful place to live, you're probably right about that as well. The problem is it could be better. And it could be a lot better. And if people don't see it that way, I'm sorry, but I've been here for 30 years, and I really have not seen any kind of change in Griswold. I've watched towns around us, Plainfield, Lisbon, get all kinds of new businesses into town, and here we sit in the middle. At where four highways come in, and Griswold has done nothing. You know, we've had all these promises. Oh, we're going to get the factory down here, and somebody's coming into there. And I think the latest ones, there was going to be a guy who was going to make fishing rods. And I don't know. I don't see him anywhere. So, you know, I think there are some problems in Griswold. I think. There's issues like every time it seems to me, maybe it's not the truth, but it seems to me every time the state wants to do something that's unfavorable than the rest of the state, where do they come looking? Griswold. Where are you going to put a commercial airline that's going to disrupt everything here in Griswold? Well, let's put it in Preston because nobody's around here who's going to fight it. And now they want to put a gun range in here. I do know one person who's very much in favor. He's an ex-state policeman and doesn't like to go all the way down to East or to West Haven or East Haven to qualify with his pistols and such, and he would like to see it here. But I think there's a whole bunch of people who don't want to see it here, and it just seems to me that the Griswold gets to be the spot in the state where if there's a problem somewhere else, it ends up in Griswold. And the voters in Griswold, I'll say it, haven't been really reactive. If there's an issue that's that directly impacts them, you know, no, you're not going to do that on my street, then they're active. But I don't see any plans in place for the town of Griswold. What do you want as the residents and the voters here in Griswold? What do you want for your future? How do you see yourself? Is this a bedroom community? If that's the case, all right, let's see if we can't get the government in Griswold here to help us make this a bedroom community. If it's not, if you have other desires for Griswold, well, okay, so let's sit down and figure out what you want and how do we get there. But I think we need to plan, and we need to plan as a town rather than as a group of individuals fighting for this or fighting for that.
Explain bedroom community.
Bedroom community is where you go out of town, you go to work in another town. And I mean, that everybody knows. I spent 20, 25 years, a large percentage of that working in Hartford. So I left Griswold every morning to drive to Hartford. And I came back here and had very little to do with the town, very little. And so that's what I see. I mean, Pfizer's and EB and the casino, people, it's a bedroom community. People come here because this is where they live, but they don't come here because they're particularly attracted to it. Maybe the property values are lower here. It's cheaper to buy a house here than it is in Preston. But at the same time, the the mill rates are higher here. So, but it is a sleepy, and it always has been a sleepy little community in eastern Connecticut. And I'll say it, you know, I'm 73 years old. I have nothing to lose. I have no political aspirations. I'm just a citizen of the town of Griswold and would like to see some major changes here.
Okay. I'm gonna throw a question at you. And it's a little bit of a negative question. It came from a resident, but I'm going to ask you the question.
Please ask me anything you want.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know. Yeah. Ed, you know I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah.
You know, and so the question is, why run for, well, two questions. Mm-hmm. Number one was there a time after the election when you had secured the third selectman spot, was there a question that you were, A, not going to take the job, first thing. And the second thing is there are actually two residents that approached me that wanted to know if this is a community that you actually even like, if you actually even like being here. So we're going
to
talk about that.
The answer to both of those questions is yes.
Okay.
Yes, I considered resignation. And
I'm talking about before you even took the job.
Yeah, so am
okay,
I.
Gotcha.
Local news, local sports, local people. Wolverine Radio Podcasts.
We are joined here this morning by Selectman Ed Burke. Good morning once again, Ed.
Good morning.
Oh, I should try it again.
Good morning.
There we go. Todd Staniski is here. We've also been joined by Ed Burdick, talk show host here at the station from Barney and Burdick, and also the Connecticut Conversation, which is on Monday through Thursday. And then Mr. Jewett City Al Gear. So we have a little bit
of good morning.
We have a little bit of a forum here. So let's talk about downtown a little bit. One of the comments that was made, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you had said when you go out to dinner, you leave Griswold.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you feel that there are no good places to eat in the town of Griswold?
Let me say, probably after this show, I'll be going right across the street to have an egg sandwich, and I do that on a fairly regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to lunch or to breakfast at other locations in town. It's fine. I'm Dean's Corner over here, if I can say that.
You can say anything more.
Yeah, and Charlene's on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning. It's packed in there. You can't get a table in there. But people are coming here and having lunch or whatever or breakfast at these two places and then going somewhere else. This is a place where they stop for lunch. There's nothing here to hold them here. And when I made the statement about, and my wife and I do go out every Friday night. Do we go to downtown Jewett City to eat? No. Okay. No. No. I absolutely not. We've been to Norwich. We've been to Woods, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily that's where we go. No kissing on the radio.
Oh, that's one of my best buddies of all time.
That was her Valentine's kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Lisa.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Mwah.
Just when you think you're never going to get a Valentine's card again. In walks Lisa Coe.
You should read it.
I will. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
So I don't want to appear negative about everything in Griswold, because certainly there are things to celebrate here in Griswold, but there are things that need to be repaired as well.
Well, there was one that talked to me, restaurants that were saying that they felt very slighted by your comments, like, why would Ed Burke not come here, and why would he say that there was no good places to eat in Griswold?
I didn't say there were no good places to eat. What I told, or what I thought I said, maybe I didn't understand myself correctly, what I thought I said was, when I go out to dinner, I don't eat dinner in Jewett City.
Okay.
I go to Dean's Corner on a regular basis. I go into Charlene's every once in a while. Fine. That's where I go for breakfast.
What would you like to see? Like, as far as a dining establishment here in Griswold? And I guess the follow-up to that would be, do you think it would survive?
I think it would survive as long as it were supported. What do I want to see in Jewett City? I don't think it's one thing that's going to have to happen in Jewett City. I think that we have some real assets.
I'm talking about the dining community.
Yeah, is one restaurant in Jewett City going to change anything? No, it's not. Is it possible that you could do a bunch of coordinated plans and develop a concept like Sunflower City? It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But, you know, you check into it and they're going to paint sunflower seeds on the side of some building already. That's a wonderful thing to feed off. That's a great thing to feed off. Where did it come from? It came from a farmer here who had an idea. One single guy who had an idea. Those are the kind of things I would like to see a group of Griswold residents develop in themselves. We paid, I think, $30,000 for a plan here a few years ago, how we were going to revamp downtown Jewett City. We're going to make all kinds of parking places, and we're going to do this. And what happened? Where is it? $30,000. What in the heck happened?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Good question.
Nothing.
Ed Burdick, you have any?
Appreciate the opportunity. I'd like to come to Ed Burke's defense and maybe elaborate on the responses you were trying to solicit from him. One thing to work ass backwards, like I like to use the term once in a while anyway, but type of restaurant that I think would work here, and when I use the word Jewett City, I would probably be more territorial, bigger than Jewett City, but Griswold, you know, near the...
Let me tell you why I asked the question to begin with, was because if Mr. Burke decides to go out, which is his right, you know, to go out of town, you know, for dinner with your wife, you know, to what? And the other thing he said is, well, there's nothing to keep people here. So I guess maybe I should rephrase the question and say, what would you believe that would keep Ed Burke here?
Ed
Burdick too, and Al Gear or Todd or...
Well, I can't say for everybody, but for where I think I lie in the social economic, you know, spectrum of, you know, Eastern Connecticut, I think something like Carrabba's. I don't know if you've been there, you know?
No.
It's not an overly priced place, but it has it's like a midpoint, you know? But it's not, you know, it's not low, you know? It's not a low point thing. You know, you're going to drop for two people, you're probably going to drop $60 for a decent dinner. But you're not. It's not Grinders. It's not pizza. It's you know, scratch cooking, you know? And what happens is you're not going to eat into these competitors here. They're not going to suffer. It's a different market. You know, you're going to take, instead of the Ed Burke and his family or his wife going to Warwick or, you know, Waterford, they're going to go to that place once in a while because it's closer. Yeah. And it's going to fit that need.
See, that was my real question is what could we bring here that would keep people here? Well, you and me and Ed Burdick and
my wife and other. I heard other people say the same thing. It's not like I'm a genius in this. You know, you listen to people and they tell you stuff. You know, and it's more than one person saying that.
Well, look at where Griswold sits. We have a lot of people who come into Griswold in the summer. They camp here. Where do they go when they're going to eat? It's not to Griswold. It's not to Jewett City. So I believe that Griswold has a real issue in that it has no defined entity. You know, Putnam became the antique capital of Eastern Connecticut, and huge numbers of people go to Putnam. You can't find a parking space there on a Saturday afternoon. Even though the antique business is sort of gone by the wayside, they are still functioning. We have a great river that runs through this town. Go to Putnam, take a look at the walkway along the river. It's terrific.
We could replicate that here.
Of course you could. And you never can tell what ideas come out of small things when they start. I know that there is a business association meeting that was started here, and there were all kinds of people at the first couple of meetings. And over time, that seems to have dwindled and gone away, you know. So it's
very true.
Really, like, you need to have a set plan in place, and you need to have not large corporations, although they're very beneficial. Well, I'll give you an example. When we were doing the American Legion veterans housing down here, which I believe has been a great improvement to this town, I had people from the Historical Society, State Historical Society here in town. They were looking at the library, and they were just marveling over this building, the library. And they were talking about how the town could apply for finances and stuff for rehabbing of the buildings in town. I mentioned it at the time to the leadership in the town, and it went absolutely nowhere. So here was a group of people on your streets in Jewett City and in Griswold marveling at a building that was here because of its historical value. There was money available, and nothing was done by the town. Nothing. Nothing. And I think there's lots of things that you could do to fix this place. And if you really want me to cause trouble, I'd be more than happy to cause trouble. you know, but
I want to know what
that was
think.
Not your intention. That was not your intention.
That's not
I
my intention
know,
at all.
If you think it's going to cause trouble, well, then let's ruffle some feathers. What is it? I mean, I obviously have no problem ruffling feathers.
Okay. So let me tell you.
Right.
Let me tell you, and believe me, I'm the third selectman here in town. I'm not talking for the town leadership in this situation.
Whoa.
I'm talking
about
me.
You are. No, see, here's the thing. Whether you're the first selectman, second selectman, or third selectman, you got the same amount of pull, same amount of swag as the other two as well. The first selectman is just going to be the tiebreaker in case you and Steve Merchant don't agree on something.
No,
your voting power is just as much as the second selectman as the first selectman.
Right.
So I've heard that from people that have been in the third selectman position before. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, I realize that. What I'm saying is my opinions are not the opinions of the leadership the of the town team. At this point. These are my own personal opinions and beliefs. Okay, so if you really want to know what I think we ought to look at whether there is a borough in the town of Griswold and how much separation that causes between the population here, because the borough has one issue and the town has another issue, and there's nothing on it. There's no coordination between the two entities. I think we ought to look at the form of government that we have in Griswold instead of having a selectman appointed or elected every 2 years. Why don't we have a city manager or a town manager that's in place and a board of selectmen who has oversight for that position? I think there's lots of things you could do. You have to do it at the level of the government. You have to do it at the level of the government. You have to do it at the level. What do the residents of Griswold want for their town? The gun range is a prime thing. Here we have a real benefit, and it brings people to this area. In the forest. Go to Wednesday night on Patchogue Pond at the boat launch. You cannot find a parking space because they're doing a bass tournament out there. It's a pain in the backside. But you know what? There's a heck of a lot of people out at that boat launch on a Wednesday night. Do they come into Griswold? No. Do they buy gas in Griswold? No. Do they have a reason to come into Griswold or Jewett City? No. So they're here. They fish, they get back in their trucks, and drive out of town. How do we attract those people? How do we get them into downtown Jewett City? How do we get them bringing money into this community? And it seems to me you have to develop a real plan with conditions that make it valuable to come here and worthwhile to come here. Right now, I don't see anything like that.
And I mean, all due respect, Ed. I mean, when you came in at the beginning of your campaign, you were saying the exact same things that you're saying right now. So now we are 5 months after. What are some solutions? I mean, do you have some ideas as far as what will keep people here or what kind of attractions? Is there something that you want to present? some things. I mean, I really would like to know. I mean, I'm not trying to, be argumentative. I think we all would like to know, what are your thoughts as far as what would actually keep people in Griswold and, stay engaged in this community, whether they want to just shop here or they want to live here? Because if you look at the housing market here in Griswold, it's actually up. It's up 21%.
Yeah.
from 2016 to 2017, and the average price of the house of a house of single family homes have actually gone up by $26,000 each.
Yeah, but how many sales?
Sales 100. Well, they're up 21%. 133 over 105.
I mean, if I have another child in my family, I just increase my my family unit.
133 over 105. 133 homes versus 105 homes.
Yeah. So okay, that's so, what I wanted to know.
Yeah. Right. So 28 additional homes that were sold. But if you look in Lisbon, they're down, and also the
how many of those 28 were foreclosures?
It does not say.
But it is a positive trend. I'm not going to dispute that. But that's economy, good news. That's right. Good news.
And that's how you build a community, is by bringing people into town. So it seems like that is even the prices of the homes. For example, you want to talk about foreclosures. Okay, fine. Yeah. Here's a metric that might say, oh, okay, well, maybe they're not foreclosures. The percent of list price, 97.11% in 2016. In 2017, houses were bought at 99% at list price.
Okay, that's a better.
That help you a little bit?
Well, it's more granular. The data is more granular is what I'm saying. So I don't dispute that the trend is up. I would just, I looked at my stock portfolio in the last 10 years. It went up, but don't forget, in 2008 and 2009, it went down.
Right.
So I think some of that is that high bounces. We're coming off a trough, but it is a positive vector. I'm not going to – that's what you want to see.
So that's moving up.
Yeah.
So that's moving up. Then you have the issue of absentee landlords and they and that kind of stuff. But anyway, what would keep people here? I mean, you've had 5 months to say, okay, I can have some sort of idea.
Well, I've had 30 years. I've been here for 30 years.
No, I'm talking about in office.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is just, these are just things that I like. I don't see anywhere around where there's a thriving, active arts community. I know that there's talk about the movie theater next door and bringing theater in there with the cooperation or with the input from the high school and the people at the high school. I think that's a terrific idea. I think it's a very valuable idea. Why not expand on that? I have in my living room a coffee table who was built by a Griswold resident. It's a beautiful piece of work. It's a beautiful piece of work. I know another Griswold resident who carves bowls, and there's lots of that kind of experience and knowledge and talent around Griswold. And I think that's one area where we could focus. While commercial development has happened in Lisbon and in Plainfield.
Where in Plainfield? I'm not.
Well, you've got the car dealerships, you've got the supermarket, Big Y, and all that stuff.
But they've been
there
for years.
How long? 10 years?
Know.
10 years?
Yeah, 10-15 years.
All right,
I think.
So what's Griswold had in the last 10 years?
Griswold? Hannah's.
Well, you
great
have,
place to eat.
You have three gas stations out on 138 that sells used cars.
Plainfield is an industrial park.
Yeah. I guess one thing that maybe that's
Plainfield is 5 miles, 5 miles up the road.
One thing I would chime in, I'm not a selectman, just for the listeners out there. I'm just a longtime resident, probably since 69. I think the hidden elephant is we don't have the infrastructure outside the borough. We really don't, and I get pushed back, and I deserve to get pushed back because the DNA of the town for many generations was that's the way they wanted it. I accept that, but quite frankly, we have never been able to exploit. Like, let's say you were young, you came out of your mother's birth canal, and you weren't able to slide up to the nipple. Okay. Well, we haven't exploited 395. No, I'm being serious. We as a community, we haven't exploited that market opportunity on 395, like Plainfield, Lisbon. You go down the list. That is just, if you were a fisherman, those fish are going by you. There's no hooks in there. Come on, let's be honest about it. Now, recently we have made some, I think, headway with the hotel, whatever. But we should have. We should expand that infrastructure to get more of that. We can get those restaurants. We can get those refueling. If you go to Out West or some other places more, you know, more where there's economic activity. When you pull over on the side of the road, there's not a little gas station. It's a damn big complex, you know. There's food. There's refueling. There's a lot of opportunities. We can capture that. Why is it on 395 when you go to New York, you see these big pullover things, but you don't see them up here?
Right.
You know, I'm just saying we have to bite the bullet.
You're talking about like 76 truck stops and...
No, I'm just talking about like you pull in and you don't have to have a little vending machine to get something. You know, you go in there, you can sit down, you can go to McDonald's.
Yeah, like a truck stop with a restaurant and gift shop. Yeah.
Those are jobs. They are jobs. For some people that want to work part-time, they're going to community college or whatever. But not only that, those people that pull over, they say, hey, we're in Griswold. This is a truck stop in Griswold. This is a pullover in Griswold. Look, there's, and we have our stuff there, our literature, our business community, you know, putting some marketing material and stuff. You know, it goes, I mean, we got us, in other words, we're not at the position to really take advantage of things because we haven't put the line into the water. You know, we haven't really taken our pole to the pond.
So my question
it's sad,
is,
you know, but I mean, just that's what
Ed,
I'm
hold
saying.
On. But my question is, and I'm going to ask both Eds here, is wouldn't that be the job of the town planner to go ahead and start, you know, or to go ahead and reach out to these types of industry to say, hey, look, take a look at us right here. Like a Transamerica truck stop. I understand that. Like, I think that'd be a great idea. Like right over where like Putnam Bank is. Over there's a lot of land up, over
we
there.
Got, we got 86.
Exit 86 right there.
Now,
sure,
there is stuff happening. I'm not trying to blame people, but I'm going back to my old paradigm. You know, we can dress this up if we start the starting gun now and we win the race next year. We can say we're victorious. But this race started hundreds of
years ago.
You know, come on, we're fooling ourselves.
Right.
Know?
I want to hear from Mr. Burke though. You know about that. I mean, does it start with the town planner? You know, in conjunction with the Board of Selectmen? I mean, where does this start, EDC?
It starts with people getting involved.
There you go.
You know, it starts with people getting involved. That's
I agree with you 100%.
And there's been all kinds of attempts to reach out to people. My opinion is, right now, you know, get madder than hell at me. Get madder than hell at me. Good. But come someplace and tell me why you're mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to a Wolverine Radio podcast.
You need to. I think we have great assets here in Griswold. Our recreational facilities here in Griswold are terrific. Our school, our high school, physically is terrific. Yeah. But we don't spend any money recruiting students. NFA does, and NFA takes a huge number of our students.
Woodstock Academy.
Norwich Tech.
They all have recruiting plans.
Yeah.
We have nothing or very minimal recruiting here in Griswold. We have the facility.
We don't even market it aesthetically.
We don't
have any literature that even shows visually what that campus is.
No, yeah. and you've got
going
lots of
there.
Students who do not want to go to NFA. It's a huge school. It's a very good school. It's a huge school. They don't operate well in that environment.
Yeah.
Why aren't we, and why isn't it part of the school board budget, to have in their proposals to go to other towns to bring students in here? Because that's 30, what is it? How much money comes in with
10,000?
10,000, yeah.
You know, I can't remember.
So you get 10 students.
100 grand.
You know, so, but why don't we market it?
And that's something like, I know you have it, you're going to have Mr. McKenna on next week?
The 23rd, yeah.
Yeah, the 23rd, especially.
Now, they talk a good talk. I'm not faulting. You know, to me, I'm just a biased person. I want to see what was the actual impact of your activity. You know what I mean? So I go by results. I mean, I'm going to praise the guy that takes the swings, you know, but I'm going to say, hey, did you make contact with the ball? You know, that's the follow-up question. You know what I mean? So going back to like Burke said, hey, we spent $30,000 on that streetscape or whatever. Where's the follow-through? I mean, and you know why they spent the $30,000? Because they got the money from some grant to spend it. But, you know, so... You know, they're just, hey, if we had more money, we'd do the next step. Well, sometimes you have to organically fund something.
Yes.
I mean, I hate
it's
to say it.
Heal thyself. In
yeah.
This case.
In other words, I hate to say it. Sometimes you got to go to the taxpayers and they say, you know what? We need $2 million because we're going to run infrastructure out there and we might not see anything for a year.
Right. And then,
you know
and then
I mean?
The tax rate goes up by 2.2 mil. And
it goes up anyway.
I understand
we gotta
that.
Build
or,
that. We
got to
build
that. Or more than that.
true.
I'm not saying you're wrong, Ed. What I'm saying is that you've got a whole bunch of people that are saying, not in my backyard. You know, you know what I mean? And they all they're looking at is, yes, I want a 0% increase. I want a 0% increase.
My point is
they're not involved either.
True. My point is, I'm not guaranteed that the town's going to get the approval of the town. I would just commend those people for doing it, whether it fails or not. In other words, the guy got in a batter's box and he tried to do what he was, you know, what we wanted him to do. He failed. Fine. But he didn't say, here, I'm not getting out there and doing it. I guess what I'm saying is, that campus got shot down many times before it got built. You know what I mean? It didn't just happen because they were victorious the first time out. I mean,
right.
So I guess what I'm saying is, you know what? If Joey can't do it, like he was saying, where's the other person to step up and say, well, I'll give this a try. You know, I'll give this a try. Hey, it might take more than one attempt. And you're right. We're going to have that pushback. And some of that pushback is legitimate. I mean, I'm maybe younger, I was more involved in it, but I'm more objective now. Some people won't buy into the vision. And that's what's good about our country.
Maybe they feel they don't have to buy into the vision because they're so set in their lives and the way things are.
Content.
They don't need any. Content. That, there you go. That's what
a bedroom community is.
There we go.
I'm not saying they're wrong, but the political process is there to have that conflict and resolve it one way or the other. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm a politician and I'm not engaged in that tension, why would I even be a politician? It's like a ball player. If I'm not going to get in the batter's box, why am I in this as a sport? You know what I mean? Where's my glove? Where's my bat? That's why you get into... I mean, you know what I mean? It gets down to, why are you there in that position?
Mm-hmm.
If you're there just to, you know, just do this for the calendar, you know, maybe you're not serving the town. There should be conflict. There really should be when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There should be conflict. Doesn't mean that's what you're seeking. It just comes with the job. I mean, if I'm a hitter, I should expect a fastball. I might not like it high and tight, but I got to be realistic. I say it's going to come at me sometime, especially if I'm successful.
Did you know that you can listen to most of your favorite Wolverine Radio interviews on our website?
Awesome. That's great.
Simply go to wolverine-radio.com and click on the podcast section. It's that easy. Local news, local sports, local people. Wolverine Radio.